It helps us out a lot when you become a Patreon supporter. Find the Children's Hour podcasts at patreon.com/thechildrenshour. And thank you.
What is the USA's brother?
I don't know what.
USB.
It's time for the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
I am Katie Stone. I'm here with a bunch of great people. It's lovely to have you. Hello.
Happy day. It's Maya.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Lucas.
Hey, it's Isaac.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hello, I'm Jamila.
Well, hello, everyone. It's a nice day to be here on the Children's Hour. And today we're going to be talking about mentors. And I wonder if anyone has a good definition for what is a mentor. Anyone want to give it a shot? Sure, Daniel.
I think a mentor is a person that helps you go along with something. Like, let's say a mentor in singing. It's a person that's like teaching you and helping you get better at a certain subject.
I think a mentor is like a person that kind of is just supporting you in whatever you do.
I think you're right on about that. And it's usually a mentor is someone who's been doing whatever they're doing to mentor you in for longer than you have. So, right, like a singing mentor might be like a professional singer who's doing, you know, mentoring for you for singing. Or other kinds of mentors are adults who get involved in kids' lives to help them in school and in other ways to feel like they have an adult friend who's really on their side. And today, we're going to be talking with Big Brothers Big Sisters of New Mexico. And we're going to learn what mentoring is and how kids can get a mentor and how adults can be mentors. But before we go too far, I just kind of wanted to ask, does anyone on our crew today have some kind of mentor in your life?
So I'm in fifth grade. Every student in fifth grade does a bilingual seal, and we all have a mentor for that. So yeah, I have a mentor. Yay!
What does your mentor do?
She just kind of like helps me with like getting me all the service learning projects.
Neat. Yeah, Maya.
I count my piano teacher as a mentor.
What does she do that, I'm assuming it's a she, sorry. Mm-hmm. What does she do that makes you feel like she's your mentor?
She teaches me piano.
Do you kind of look up to her?
Yes, because I want to play like her someday.
Amadeus, I was thinking about you. You work as a volunteer at the Natural History Museum. And I know that the man who is in charge of the education room really admires you and Zen and how much you know. Do you feel like that man, Mike, is your mentor?
Somewhat. Mike is really helpful, but mainly I feel like our mentor is another volunteer, Linda Walton, and she is she's really been helpful. She's volunteered at the museum for many years, and she's taught us a lot about the room and different things that we do there. She's kind of like a mentor to us.
You know, even adults have mentors, too. It's not just kids. We're going to learn all about that today on the show with Big Brothers Big Sisters New Mexico. We also got to pay a visit to the State of the City address given by our mayor every year. And while we were there, we talked with kids about what they think makes our city cool. And their answers are universal. And also on the show today, a little something from storyteller Bill Harley. But before we get there, this is Keb Mo and Taj Mahal right here on the Children's Hour. Why Can't We Be Friends is Smash Mouth. And before that, you heard Taj Mahal and Keb Mo from a CD called Taj Mo, All Around the World. You're listening to the Children's Hour. And today on the show, we are talking with Big Brothers Big Sisters New Mexico, and specifically Sharon Tenorio. And you work with Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Yes, I'm the Chief of Marketing and Outreach for our area.
Welcome to the Children's Hour.
Thank you.
We're also talking with Jennifer Roth. You are a big sister.
Yes, I am.
Great. And you'll tell us more about what that's all about.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
And we also have in the studio Jamila. Jamila, you are a little sister, right?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. So we're going to find out more about what you do. And kids got questions here on the crew. So let's start.
What is Big Brothers and Big Sisters?
Big Brothers Big Sisters is a mentoring organization where we match adult volunteers with kids who just need an extra adult or supporter in their life. We like to say that we defend the potential of youth throughout our community.
What are some things that you do with Big Brothers and Big Sisters?
So Jamila and I will say, I think Jamila would probably agree, whoever matched us, I think, did a wonderful job. We love to do our projects.
We like going outside.
And love to do things where we learn new things. So we often go to the Albuquerque Museum on Saturdays. It's one of our favorite places to visit. Every Saturday they have an art project. We usually try to go and do that art project. And there have been many, many Saturdays where we've been kind of kicked out because we're still working on our projects.
So if you're one of the little sisters or little brothers, how often would you meet with your mentor?
I can speak to Jamila and I, depending on what's going on in our lives. Sometimes we get together twice a month, maybe three times a month. But generally, I think we average about once a month. Jamila's pretty busy, involved in lots of stuff.
We also try to have events where the kids and the adults can get together and get to know each other a little bit better. For example, last year we had a scavenger hunt. They were trying to find different clues, and then the winner got a small prize. Last night, some of the matches went to a play at one of our local art houses. So we do those kinds of things to get people, in case adults run out of ideas to do, and we have activities for them to do like once or twice a month. That way, especially when an adult is a new volunteer, sometimes they just need ideas to get their littles involved in with them.
Jamila, did you want to have a big sister? How did you get one?
I guess it was my grandma trying to get me out of the house more because I did not want to leave my house because I am a potato.
How long have you two been together for Big Brothers and Big Sisters?
I mean, maybe over a year?
Yeah, we've been matched for about a year and a half.
And how long will you guys, like, be together as Big Sister and Little Sister?
Well, if I understand correctly, we can be matched through Jamila's 18th birthday. Is that?
Yeah. Yeah. So we require a minimum of a year commitment from both the volunteer and the little brother or little sister in their families, because the families have to be involved a little bit. But after that year, it's really up to the match that to decide how long they want to go.
What states does Big Brothers and Big Sisters work in? Like,
we're throughout the United States. So almost, actually, every state has a Big Brothers Big Sisters agency. We try to cover as much of the territory as possible. There are over 350 branches throughout the United States. So there's a chance, if you're very interested, wherever you live, there's probably a Big Brothers Big Sister serving you.
How can we get involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Well, depending if you're a young person or an adult, It's a little bit different. So you would go to our website or go to the Big Brothers Big Sisters of America website and sign up there. And then from there, we would bring you in for an interview. Both the kids and their families, as well as the adults, get interviewed. And then we match you with youth with an adult who has similar interests. So, you know, if you're a really sports type person, we're not going to match you with somebody who just likes to be in the library and read. We're going to match you with someone who likes the sports that you like to do.
Jamila, do you like it when you get together with Jennifer? Do you look forward to those Saturdays?
I look forward to them because they're really fun.
And are you doing things that you wouldn't normally do with your family?
Yeah.
And Jennifer, what about you? Are you a parent yourself, or how did you come to be a big sister?
I'm not a parent. My interest in Big Brother, Big Sister was looking for a meaningful connection in the community that would be long-term, and to really spend some quality time and learn from somebody else some stuff. What's really great is every time I get together with Jamila, she teaches me something that I didn't know.
How can our listeners find out more?
You can either Google Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and generally it'll come up with the website for your community, or you can just bbbsa.org, and that's Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America, and you can put in your zip code and find the agency that's closest to you.
Thank you so much, Sharon Tenorio from Big Brothers, Big Sisters, New Mexico, and Jennifer Roth, a big sister herself, and Jamila, a little sister. Thank you all so much for being on the Children's Hour today.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be with you.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit dedicated to producing high-quality kids' public radio. Support provided by listeners just like you. Learn more at childrenshour.org. Follow us on social media. We're at TCH Radio.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
I wish I had a and talk. night outside. Restaurants and laundromats, and she's still on my mind. April, May, June, July, August comes around. Pretty soon a year's gone by and we're still hanging.
David Byrne from a 2001 release, Look Into the Eyeball, that's Neighborhood. And before that you heard I Wish I Had a Million Friends, coming off of a compilation called I Love Tom T. Hall, Songs of the Fox Hollow. And that was Elizabeth Cook and Tim Carroll. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and we're thinking about neighborhoods and the places that we live and the people that are in our neighborhoods. We had a chance to go to the State of the City address, something where our mayor speaks to the city, all the population, in a big hall about what's going on with the city, and it happens once a year. And this is a common thing for an administrator to do. There were lots of kids' activities and lots of kids. We decided to talk to a few of them about what they think makes Albuquerque cool. And spoiler alert, my guess is that any kid in any town who really loves their town is going to say some of the same things as the kids here say. Take a listen.
My name is Umeya, and I'm 10 years old. And the thing that I think that's cool about Albuquerque, if you've never met somebody, you probably know somebody who has.
My name's Beau, and I'm 9 years old. And I think what's cool about Albuquerque, we live in the desert.
My name's Max, and I'm 5. What's cool about Albuquerque is the same thing that Bo said.
I think Albuquerque, the desert is cool because there's a lot of animals that are really interesting.
Cheetahs. It's hot. That's my favorite thing.
There's a lot of species that live there. All interesting animals.
I'm Sarah Walters, and I am 12 years old. I think it's the people and the atmosphere. I think it's the loving communities that actually care for the city. I think it's the wonderful programs and places that really make Albuquerque, Albuquerque. I really enjoy a lot of places like bioparks, museums. I like to go volunteer, like at pet shelters and the zoo. I really love it here. There's just some kind of feeling in Albuquerque that just, it doesn't feel like anywhere else. It just feels like home. It feels like you could just be you, you know?
Oh, what is good in my neighborhood? That's what's good in my neighborhood. Well, the trees are up, the grass is down, the birdies make their tweet tweet sounds, and that's what's good in my neighborhood. That's what's good in my neighborhood. Well, the days are hot, the nights are cool. In the summer we go swimming in the swimming pool. And that's what's good in my neighborhood. That's what's good in my neighborhood. Yeah, that's what's good in my neighborhood. And that's what's good in my neighborhood. Well, the car is in the driveway, the letter's in the mail, and there is a doggy who's wagging his tail. And that's what's good in my neighborhood. That's what's good in my neighborhood. Yeah, that's what's good in my neighborhood. That's what's good in my neighborhood. Now our friends come over to have a play date. We go to the playground, and that's just great. Yeah, that's what's good in my neighborhood. That's what's good in my neighborhood.
That's what's good in my neighborhood. That's what's good in my neighborhood. Yeah, that's what's good in my neighborhood. That's what's good in my neighborhood. But sometimes she dances on the ceiling. And next door to her lives a cat without fur, owned by a poet without any feelings. And we're all just neighbors, neighbors. Hey there, neighbor, do me a favor without much labor. Be my neighbor. My neighbor down the block chews on pebbles, stones, and rocks. His brother told him they were edible. And there's a lady up the street who eats only meat. She says it's cruel to murder a vegetable. And we're all just neighbors, neighbors. Hey there, neighbor, do me a favor without much labor.
In your neighborhood, say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Oh, hi there, little fella.
Hello.
Hey, listen, you know who you could be if I gave you this little hat and a bag to carry over your shoulder?
I could be a laundry man.
No, not a laundry man.
Baka Beyond in the background, and you heard Bob and the Anything Muppets from Sesame Street's platinum all-time favorites, People in Your Neighborhood, and you heard Neighbors by the Okie Dokie Brothers from a CD called Take It Outside. What is Good in My Neighborhood is Zev Haber from a CD called Chicken Scratch. Coming up after the break, some Bill Harley right here on the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is listener-supported. Find out more at childrenshour.org. Support for this program also provided by Bernalillo County, New Mexico. BurnCo.gov.
You're listening to The Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Out upon the briny deep,
where the wild and wet winds blow, there lived a cruel and evil man, the pirate Dirty Joe. He sailed upon the scummiest craft that ever left the docks. He roamed the world in seven seas in search of dirty socks. He wore a scratchy, scraggly beard. He had but one good eye. And with a tattered piece of sail, his oily hair he'd tie. Hook for an arm. Ah, yes, that too. He found it very handy for picking in between his teeth to get out sticky candy. His one good eye surveyed the sea, searching for some ship. And when he'd spy a boat out there, he'd sneer and lick his lips. All hands on deck, he'd order. There's treasure to be had. He'd shake his one fist in the air, laugh like he were mad. They'd fire a cannon, cross the bow, board the other craft, make the crew take off their shoes. And with a horrid laugh, he'd tie the sailors all up tight and rob them of their socks. Then left the ship a-floundering to run up on the rocks. The socks he took from other ships, you'll be surprised to learn. He hung upon the rigging lines. They stretched from bow to stern. They flapped and fluttered in the breeze, 500 little flags. And the smell that those old socks gave off was enough to make you gag. From China to the Ivory Coast, Australia up to Spain, the pirate did his dirty work across the bounding main. You could always tell a boat Joe robbed by looking at the crew, for fear was deep within their eyes, and all their toes were blue. Till one day, as he sailed his ship somewhere near Mandalay, his lookout spied another boat beating across the bay. Ah, said Joe, we'll get that boat. We'll catch it, no, by thunder. For sure as I am Dirty Joe, there's socks there we can plunder. The pirates cheered and set their sails to catch up with their prey. They sharpened up their swords and knives. The boat danced in the spray, but suddenly the cheering stopped. The wind, it gave a moan, for on the other boat there flew a flag of skull and bone. And from mast to mast, from bow to stern, flying everywhere, there flapped and snapped 500 pairs of pilfered underwear. Boxers big and boxers small with stripes and polka dots. And tidy whities hung there too, like the ones your grandpa's got. And lined up on the other deck, armed with swords and knives, was a sight that made the men all shake and fear for their own lives. 100 pirate women waved their daggers and their swords, and a woman pirate captain yelled, "Girls, let's climb aboard!" "It's Stinky Annie," someone said, "and her band of smelly varmints. She captures every boat she can and takes their undergarments." "Then all is lost," another said, "we don't have a chance." "You can't be a pirate if you don't have underpants." "Yo, lily-livered lunks of lard," lashed out Dirty Joe. "What sort of pirates are you, lads? That's what I want to know. We'll show them. We'll take their boat. We'll tie them up," he roared. "We'll take their socks and their sneakers, too, and throw them overboard." The pirates there with Dirty Joe screamed and cheered and yelled. Someone blew a whistle, someone rang a bell. And as the boats drew closer still, the pirates cursed and muttered, while 1,000 pair of underwear and socks all flapped and fluttered. Finally, the two boats met. On the waves they rocked. "Get them now, boys," Joe cried out. "Take off all their socks." But even as the men attacked the women waiting there, Stinky Ann called to her crew, "Girls, get their underwear!" It was an awful battle, a loud and raucous fray. At first it seemed that Dirty Joe might win and have his way, but then Joe's first mate noticed that Stinky Annie's crew all are fighting barefoot. They got no socks or shoes. What's the point? Another said, why make all this fuss if we can't get their dirty socks? What's in it for us? No, said Joe, don't give up now. But he spoke the words too late, and Stinky Annie and her crew quickly sealed their fate. Stinky Annie climbed aboard. She cornered Dirty Joe. She said, I want your boxers now in case you didn't know. Dirty Joe looked up and said, before you have your fun, your face looks quite familiar. You remind me of someone. Stinky Annie lowered her sword. They peered at one another. Wait, she said, I see you now. You're Joey, me little brother. That's right, said Joe. You're my sister, Anne. You bounced me on your knee. Put down your sword. Give up this fight, pray. Don't do this to me. Stinky Annie gave a smile. A tear came to her eye. All her crew looked on surprised. They'd never seen her cry. Little Joey, how are you? She said. How have you been? I'm just fine, your sister Anne, Joe said, and gave a grin. Good, said Annie. That's just great. Her one eye shone and danced. Now, do just what I say, you squirt. I want your underpants. But Annie, you're my sister. Joe blubbered and he whined. Can it, Joey? Annie said, I haven't got the time. Just because I'm your sister doesn't mean I care. I'm a pirate, that's my job. I want the underwear. So Dirty Joe surrendered and did what his sister said. And when he did, it's safe to say, more than his face was red. Stinky Annie sailed away, and still she roams the seas with her brother's boxers high above, flapping in the breeze. Dirty Joe, he sailed home close to the bay of Fundy. He's not a pirate anymore because he has no undies. That's the finish of this tale. It's stupid and it's done, but there's a lesson here I'd impart to everyone. If you've got an older sister, then I feel bad for you. For just as long as she's alive, she'll tell you what to do.
Nasty Dan was the meanest man I ever knew. He'd stomp and scream and be real mean the whole day through. He'd frown a bunch, he ate nails for lunch and he'd never laugh. He'd growl and yell and I heard tell that he never took a bath. Nasty Dan was a nasty man.
Hector the Collector collected bits of string. He collected dolls with broken heads and collected rusty bells that wouldn't ring and pieces out of picture puzzles and bent up nails and ice cream sticks and twists of wires and worn out tires and paper bags and broken bricks and old chipped vases and half shoelaces and Gatling guns that wouldn't shoot. He had a couple leaky boats that wouldn't float and stopped up horns that wouldn't toot and butter knives that had no handles, copper keys that fit no locks, rings. Rings that were too small for fingers and dried up leaves and holy socks and worn out belts that had no buckles. Electric trains had no tracks, airplane models and broken bottles and three-legged chairs and cups with cracks. Hector, the collector, he loved these things with all his soul. Loved them more than shining diamonds. Loved them more than glistening gold. And Hector, he called all the people, come and share my treasure trunk. And all the silly, sightless people looked at it and called it junk.
Old man Dan, he's a mean old man, lives inside of a garbage can and goes humbug, 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 humbug. Circus Pat, she's an acrobat, she's a high wire walker with a magical cat who goes. Six Sam, he's a sailor man, sailed his ship from old Siam to go a boogie boogie, a boogie boogie. Horseback Joan, she's ready to go, she's a Wild West star of the rodeo. Her best friends are Pat and Sam, and don't forget Old Man Dan. Old Man Dan, he's a mean old man. He lives inside of a garbage can and goes humbug, 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 humbug. Old Man Dan calls all his friends, Joan and Pat and C6 Sam, to stay up all night and cheat at cards, drink cactus juice from an old fruit jar. Old Man Dan, he's a mean old man. He lives inside of a garbage can and goes humbug, 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 humbug. Humbug, 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 humbug.
As Old Man Dan, done by Ralph's World, from a CD called The Amazing Adventures of Kid Astro. Before that, you heard Hector the Collector from Shel Silverstein's Where the Sidewalk Ends. And before that, Nasty Dan, Johnny Cash from his Johnny Cash Children's album. The Ballad of Dirty Joe was the story we opened up with. That's a Bill Harley story, and that came off of his live CD, Yes to Running. You're listening to the Children's Hour.
Today's show was written and produced by Katie Stone, with help from all of us on the Kids Crew.
The Children's Hour was recorded and produced this week at the Sunspot Solar Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
More information about our shows can be found at childrenshour.org.
The Children's Hour can be heard all over the country on more than 50 stations in 24 states.
Greetings to our new listeners on WIXR in Rochester, New York.
We're going to go out with one more song, Where the Heart by Joni Leeds, from a CD called Hold Tight, Shine Bright.
Oh, 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 oh. If home is where the heart is, just know your heart's with me. Whenever we are parted, close eyes and there I'll be. Even in the darkest hour, even when we're far away, I will send my love straight to you through it. Give you a thousand kisses, know every minute I'll be missing you. Oh, 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 oh. I could say it 100 times, but you're always, always, always on my mind. Oh, 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 oh. I wanna melt the miles away and just stay. Wish I could stop your crying, just know dry your tears. I hope to keep you smiling and throw away your fears. Even when there's a river between us, even when we're all plain right away, I will send my love straight to you through wind and wave. Give you a thousand kisses, know every minute I'll be missing you. Oh, 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 oh. I'd say it 100 times, but you're always, always, always on my mind. Oh, 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 oh. I wanna melt the miles away and just stay. So I'll give you 1,000 kisses. Know every minute I'll be missing you. I could say it 100 times, but you're always on my mind. So I'll give you 1,000 kisses. Know every minute I'll be missing you. It 100 times, but you're always, always, always on my mind. I wanna melt the miles away and just stay.
Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a nonprofit producer based in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Learn more about us at childrenshour.org. Let us know what you think of the show. Meow Wolf is a proud supporter of the Children's Hour. Meow Wolf creates immersive experiences transporting audiences of all ages into kaleidoscopic realms of story and exploration. MeowWolf.com. Support also provided by the County of Bernalillo, New Mexico. BurnCo.gov. We also had support from the Infinite Gesture Fund at the Albuquerque Community Foundation and from the Living Re Foundation. Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow. We'll catch you next time for another edition of
The Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
I love The Children's Hour.